Okay. Can you hear me okay? I think you said yes. You have a very, very, very bad connection. Would you be able to hang up and try again? That's what I hate about Skype. It sounds sometimes it sounds like the original VoIP. It sounds like you're talking to somebody on the moon. You can only hear about a quarter of it.
Oh, okay.
You're better now. You're better now. I think you asked me what my ethnic background was. I was born on December 25th, 1957. And pretty well my four grandparents are the Lindsteds. The Samuelsons, who are also known as the Swensons and the Svensons and the Ericsons. My mom's side, and my mother's mother was an Osborne, which means lowland Scots and Strathclyders, you know, not Highlanders or anything like that. What my grandfather Fred Lindstedt called Jenny Irish. And my father's mother was from Prussia. But when he got from Prussia, he married a girl from a Bavarian family, which was sort of unusual. Usually Prussians and Bavarians were not big pals. So pretty much, I'm mainly Swedish from southwest Sweden, is where both Lindstedt and the Samuelson, Swenson, Svensons came from, and pretty much my Prussian ancestry is from 8 miles east of the Oder River, which was in Poznan province. Pretty well 1884 was the year that both the Lindstedts and the Schmidts came over to the United States. My great-great-grandfather, Walter Schmidt, was killed, at Sedan on the very first Sedan Day, Corporal Walter Schmidt. And a number of my relatives on the Schmidt side fought for the Kaiser and Hitler, and they probably didn't have life very good after 1945, at least for a while. But in any case,
my
okay. And how old are you now, Bruce?
19
How old? 19 and a half, I think you said.
Yes.
Okay. I've been in the movement for 20 years now, and I see all sorts of characters show up. I have a problem with Visser because, well, he's just a lying Sephardic Melungeon. Okay, I'm having problems hearing you. Anyway, I've been in the movement for 20 years, ever since after Waco, first as a militiaman, and I started out as a British Israelite of the Herbert Armstrong variety, although I didn't much care for Herbert's nonsense, and then I became dual seedline. And in any case, the movement and the rest are just filled with Jews and Mamzers and the rest who are just playing it, being what they're not. You sound a little bit better now, but your Skype connection. I used to have a Skype connection. Well, I have a Skype, Pastor.Linstead, but I don't usually use it. Sometimes you'll have a good call for about an hour, and sometimes you will have trouble, maintaining it for 30 seconds because it's all dependent upon your internet connection. And that's just the way things are. Anyway, what I would prefer is essentially there's just two of us here. I'd prefer if you went ahead and set it for a set time to where a number of people could know they exist. I could go ahead and advertise it like I do Logan Hunter's show on my forum. Send out an email, do a number of things like that. What time is it in, are you in Eastern Australia somewhere? The Sydney time zone? Okay, I didn't quite catch that. Is it the same one as Sydney, and what time is it where you're at now?
Yeah, it's 1 in Sydney, and it's 1:08 p.m.
I think you said 1 p.m., correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see, you're what, you're 10, 11, 12, 13 hours... 13 hours ahead of me. I imagine it's Saturday at 1 p.m., correct?
Yes.
All righty.
You want me to ask that, I'm going back to university this week, so I wanted a weekend kind of program, if I wasn't posted, once a week or quarterly, depending on.
Okay. Your Skype connection is pretty bad. I'm on a cell phone. Are you able? I'm sure you had cell phones down there. Are you able to call in, or is it a long distance thing for you using TalkShoe? Do you have something like it? I think you said it was long distance. Have you listened to your past shows? Do you know what they sound like?
Yes, I've listened to the past shows. think episode has to do with you could change with a very soft, you couldn't really hear it out of all the time. Yeah. But it wasn't right for you, it was not what you did.
I've lost, you know, I'm only able to hear about half of it. Now, you say that when you listen to your shows, they are real, you know, are they distorted or are they just simply not very amplified? But they're not distorted. I think you said no. I was thinking, what I could do is, well, essentially give you your Skype connection, you know, it comes to me as distorted, very distorted. And generally, and what, from what I gather, you can't use a cell phone or a landline call because it would be to talk to you far away. And what I would like to do is have a number of shows, you know, I guess you could, you know, it's sort of like this, or he sort of listens to what I do, and then him and Obagender Bender try to follow it somehow. And he was talking about a network of Christian identity pastors. Well, that's not going to happen because, you know, you have fight between these Jews and Mamzers, between Sephardic and Ashkenazi is the biggest split among the Mamzers here. Me and Logan, why, we get along pretty good, and we have Gary from Michigan pretty good. What I wouldn't mind is having a number of white nationalists and Christian identity, you know, allied sites here. And what I would think of doing is, well, you know, pretty well setting up a mutual, you know, have you set up your own blog? I'm going to assume that you're smart enough not to use your real name, I hope. And, And what, you know, what, did you say correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what, would do here is I'd, you know, do like with Pearson and a few other people, William B., a few other people. If they want to be on my forum, I just simply take over a Russian spammer account. I have about 400 of them. You know what I mean? And just simply, well, by now I have about only 300 of them, but essentially send that over and then send a password or something like that. And then just simply, you know, just simply have you post, your forum notes in advance so that people will know when to have them. Now there's a difference of say, 13 hours. Well, let me see. No, what? It's 1 o'clock and it's 10 o'clock here. 12. There's a difference of 15 hours between us. Is that about the size of it? Okay. Well, what would be say, you know, early afternoon on a weekend? What would be early afternoon on a weekend would be for you morning or afternoon the next day. You know, let's say I had a show at 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock PM Eastern. That would be, you know, which would be, you know, 6 o'clock. Okay, 7 o'clock my time. That would be the same as what, 7, 8, 9, 10. That'd be the same as 10 o'clock the next morning your time. Correct? So let's see though, when would be the best time? You say you're a student, correct? Okay. Alrighty. Let me think here. I don't know. The last couple of times here, Tuesdays have turned out horrid. Last night was pretty horrid too. I had problems with TalkStew. Thanks to Visser getting my IP number banned, I have to use a Tor browser. Say again. Okay, I didn't quite catch that. Well, we'll try to figure out. We'll try to figure out a set date. The key to having people listen in is to set a set time and date and then pretty much stick with it. You know what I mean? Now I'm usually 15 minutes late, but I have it, what, 9:30, you know, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central, Sundays and Thursdays. Okay? And I also use an MP3 player to record with. What I need to do is I need to Dr. Roxy. And what I thought we would do. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have problems hearing you because you come in distorted. You know, you come in very distorted, and what I need to do is, well, I talk for a little while and then let you talk, and then I try to decipher most of what you said. And I was thinking, could we have about a 15-minute break? Or, you know, I mean, I have a 15-minute break. What I do is I let you do what you normally would have done tonight, okay? And then I doctor Roxy, and then I come back in about 15, 20 minutes. Would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you want to have about a 2 minute break, and then I'll, you know, you go ahead and do what you were going to do with your notes. And what I'll do is I'll stay on the line, but I'll go ahead and Dr. Roxy, and I'll come back in about, what, 15, 20 minutes, okay?
Right.
Sound good? All right.
Yes.
All right, well, folks, I'm going to go ahead and let Bruce, it's his show, take a couple minute break here to put a pause in between it. And what I was thinking of is maybe later on downloading this show and using WavePad to amplify it, you know, by about 200-300%. And he says he doesn't sound distorted. TalkShoe has a better thing on that. And what happens about, you know, usually about 2 minutes, you know, about a minute or so of silence here, and then let Bruce go ahead and continue, and I'll be back in about 20 minutes, okay?
Yes.
All right, Hail Victory.
Thank you. Thank you.
interest is kind of to try and take it more than these quote unquote new five movements that just keeping carrying mostly by wingers or teams leaders of European Jewish, born in Great Falls. Yeah,
critical process of acquiring as a tool. Thank you.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to make evolutionary you Yeah.
Hello, Bruce. It seems like you got a phone call and you did something else. Well, folks, or Bruce, I haven't heard anything from you since the phone dialed about, 10 minutes ago or so, and, I was pretty busy doing something on my webpage. I'm going to call it a night, I think, and what I'll do is I'll try to go ahead and download your show, see if I can't boost it, and thus hear what you're saying. Right now, you being on Skype, I cannot hear anything at all. I can only go ahead, if I pay close attention, is decipher about a third of your words. And so it's pretty difficult for someone who is Skyping from Australia. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night for myself here, and I'll leave it to you to finish your own show. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. So, hail victory, Bruce, and you have a good one, and we'll see if we can't go ahead and get this thing working better, sometime next week. You have a good one. Hail victory.